The best sport you could ever have was pony catching. I have more sport come pony catching. You would never go hunting if you've been pony catching properly. The ponies were very, very wild. If you went into a shade where the ponies wasn't a stick broke, made a noise, they were gone. So they were wild. And we used to go out there and catch them. Me and the Adamses one day caught 19 ponies, never drove one into a pound. You'd either go up and put a rope round their neck when they were galloping, or catch them by the tail and give them a furrow and they'd fall over on the ground, jump up. You couldn't do that with the older ponies, but with the yearlings and the foals, you'd catch them by the tail, just chuck them up like that, jump off and sit on their heads. The best sport you could ever have. Back then, we never had drifts. We always used to catch our own. But on a Sunday, three or four owners would get together and get out and catch them. There was only a pound at Fritham to drive them in at that end, and £1 down at Brockenhurst at one time. And that's where you had to drive them to. And there was a pound on the main, alongside the road at Knightwood Oak. That was about the only £3 there were. And you had to catch them out on the open, most of them. One time when we was living at Broomy and I was on my own, I took went up the road, because a road goes down to Holly Hatch Cottage, and I tied a rope across the road, went up round on the pony because I could see him on the hill, and drove him down the road. But while I was gone up round on the hill to get him off the hill, Mr. Greenfield, who was a delivered the groceries, he come tearing down the road in his van and went round the corner, and the rope, never seen the rope, and the rope got under the top of the van and ripped the roof off. But he never knew what happened because the rope flew back in the trees and he never seen it. And when the ponies come down, instead of stopping, they went straight down the wrong way and I lost them.